Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I have to wait for it to do its stupid little intro. There we go. Hello. We do apologize for the technical difficulties and et cetera, et cetera. But I, Jason Schofield, am currently hosting, and I'm working on getting Patricia in. So if y'all bear with me, we will get this all sorted out. I don't even know how to do this.
Neither do I.
So, we should currently be live. Now, what I am going to have to try and figure out is how to get her in here. We are live. It says we're live. Invite in studio guests. Are you... you're not going to be able to.
You got to send something to my email account.
Yeah.
And I'll accept it and I can log in. Wait.
Well, that would have been all fine, dandy, wonderful and everything if I had been privy to that information. Hold on a second here. I am going to try something here, Patricia. Where
Thank
is
you.
It?
At least somebody's tech savvy, not me.
Copy link address. Go into your Skype, sis.
Okay, go into my Skype, but that's my old Skype. But I'm
That's fine. No, the question. Oh, is that going to... Yeah, click that link.
What do
yeah,
I do?
Put whatever name you want in there.
Okay, anything I want.
Well, obviously within reason. Okay.
And do I hit direct connect?
Yes.
Okay. Please allow access to your microphone. Allow. Now am I on the air?
Give it a sec. I'm waiting for callers. There you are. Now, you are currently muted. Let's bring you live and unmuted.
Am I on? This is crazy.
You are currently live. Apparently.
Are you serious?
Apparently. Well, yeah.
Time and things have changed, so we do
enjoy. Hold on. There you are. You are live. You are here. But I have a problem.
Why?
Because I can't hear you on my computer. But you are live. You are here.
I have a problem.
What is this button?
I don't hear things. I hear you. How do I get to the chat room?
Not working.
Oh, I'll tell
you. It's working. Well, you're coming through in the live, sis. So that's not the problem. And
okay.
We just lost you.
Really? Oh, that's right. I got to enter my name again. It's Patricia and Direct Connect. So I'm back. Am I back on?
You are?
Can you hear me?
Only on my phone.
Oh, you can hear it's not going to be a phone number. Connect to the broadcast. okay, let me go out of here and let me hit the button you sent me from Skype again. If that works.
Okay.
Okay, that one's giving me all the information.
This is weird.
I know, right? This whole thing is weird. Okay? Connect to the show through your device free of charge. So I'm clicking Direct Connect. And it's connecting to the broadcast. So I shouldn't have to dial nothing, right?
Nope. And...
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
You're still not coming through. Why? Come on. My speakers are all set up right, so I actually turned off the
Do I have to be logged in?
No, it should be treated just like you're calling in, because that's the way it looks on my studio dashboard here.
Right.
But that's not my problem.
Connect. So should I use my phone?
No, you are connected. You're coming through live on the program.
Okay, so you can't hear me.
I can't hear you. Like I can't hear you from the studio dashboard, but I can hear you if I go over to live. But there's that delay, as always, like a 5-second delay. And the only reason that I'm able to carry on a conversation with you right now is because I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, I gotcha.
So
how do people get in the chat? How do I get in the chat?
Well, you have to go in. Here, you know what? Go back into Skype.
Okay.
And there's the link to the program. And you'll open that in the second tab. And you'll scroll down, and you'll be able to be in the chat.
Live chat. There it is. It's asked me to log in. So I'm going to log in.
And now what's funny is we probably should have dealt with this before.
Yeah. We have to do it live anyway to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
So what we'll do is, people, if you're listening, this is just a test. We'll do the live maybe tomorrow, or we'll figure that out. We hear the voice, but Patricia's voice is faint as it be. Only one clearly loud voice.
And that would be me. Yeah, I caught that much that I'm the one. Okay, hold on a second here. If that's the way it's doing it, let me see something here. Okay, I took you off a speaker. Now... I want to know, Agape, I appreciate your help. Can you tell me if you can hear Patricia still? No, I didn't type any of that because they'll be able to hear me. Yeah, they'll be able to hear me through my microphone. But I had you on speaker the whole time I was talking to you. But now you're not. So I want to see if my mic was picking you up on the speaker, or if you're actually coming through. But if that was the case, it should have been picking me up the whole time. You know what I mean? They're not. No, I just hopped on there. We are not hearing you. How's your microphone in your computer, sis? So apparently the only time they were hearing you was when you were on speaker. So, bottom right-hand corner, you and I have been through this before. Bottom right-hand corner, you've got your time. Oh. No, don't worry about all that. Just your computer in general. You still have your bar. It's got your time and shows your speaker and stuff. Maybe you need to unmute. Hold on. Okay, so your headphones are not muted anymore, but now we need to make sure that your microphone is going. Okay, so down there where you saw speakers, hit right click on it. Yep. Open sound. Now, you have an output device. Okay, so you got your output device. It says output. Choose your output device. Well, no, you right-clicked on the speaker. You open sound settings. And another window popped up. Okay, so scroll down till you see input. What's your input device? That's exactly what you need to do. Okay, hold on. Why? Nope, can't hear you on nothing. So, let's go back into the sound settings. You still in sound settings? Your input device is microphone blue snowball. Okay, close that. And hang up on blog talk and we'll be back because I think you approved of the wrong microphone for blog talk to use. So you're gonna need to call back and approve of the new one. You're gonna need to call right back by that same link I sent you. Yeah, the first link I sent you, not the second one. Really, really, really long one. Okay. Okay, now hold tight. I'm waiting for you to pop up in my list. You are now. I'm hanging up here,
hallelujah.
And I will talk to you on there.
Oh, brother Jason, what would I do without you?
freak out, panic, and just generally stress out. Okay,
oh,
so I...
Okay, you hung up. Okay.
Nope. I hung up on you on the phone,
on the
but
phone,
here we
right.
are on the on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, how do I get to the chat room?
So you're going to click the second link I sent you in Skype.
Ah.
And that'll bring up the actual program itself.
Yep. There we go. Okay. and I see it, and it says on the air. It's in the second thing, and there I am. Hi, Agape. Can you hear me? Woohoo!
See, what I'm trying to figure out is why chat's not working for me here. What is this? No, unacceptable. Hold on. How do I get back over to that? I'm going there. Open chat in separate window.
This is nuts. I don't know how to do this on my own.
There we go. Woo, look at us go.
We're
all
on.
Right.
We are on the air.
No, what I'm trying to figure out is where I can chat.
You're not in the chat room?
No, I'm trying to chat via the dashboard because I need to learn that too, right?
Okay.
So I can see all the chats.
But you can't chat?
Going good.
Well, you were chatting before. I thought, no, you were talking. Gotcha.
Yeah, but I'm actually on the Watchman on the Wall, not my own. Now, I can hop over onto it the way you are and the way Agape is. And anybody else that comes on, I can do it that way. But I have the pleasure of having my own little window separate from everybody else because I'm all powerful. I'm kidding, I'm not. But I don't know where the button or where to type in because it's not showing me a little chat thing here.
This is crazy. So.
But... hallelujah, we're on the air nonetheless. I will figure out the chat, but just know I am watching.
We need to figure this out. And I don't even know how to play the, what do you call it? I don't know how to play
three and a half minute intro you got going on?
I don't hear it.
Well, hold on a second. I'll get everybody to hold tight. And when I say everybody, I mean Patricia.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
And I'm going to mute me. I'm going to press the button. And Agape is going to say, yes, you did it. Good job. So we're going to do the intro here. Everybody be muted.
Good evening, and welcome to the Watchman's Warning.
Oh, here's the watchman.
Okay, stop swirling. Thank you. And we are back on. Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall. Is Patricia with me?
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you, brother Jason.
Good. That's good.
I just wish we could get you in the chat room. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work it out from in the dashboard. Like I said, I could definitely get into the chat.
But I definitely could.
I'm trying to do it through the dashboard, through the, you know, while we're broadcasting. Because here, I'll show you.
Oh, this is a test tonight, guys.
I'm going to hop into chat right now.
I am now disconnected from the chat. Let me reconnect.
There we go.
Let's get back in. Are you in there still?
I'm right here.
Hey!
But that's not through the chat.
I can't chat now. That's okay.
You can't chat now.
Nope.
Why? What'd you do?
I don't know. It's showing that I'm not. It went off.
Oh.
And then it went back on.
I can't even log out because I'm the host right now.
Yeah, you're the host. We'll lose the whole thing. So don't worry. That's okay.
I'm going to close that. You hop into the chat again and do your thing.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
No,
you can
go ahead. I'd rather preach than, no offense to anybody listening, I'd rather preach than have to pay attention to a conversation.
There you go.
Right? And I love hearing you preach.
For those that are just starting to listen to us again, Watchmen on the Wall Radio, Brother Jason Schofield is my radio ministry partner. He runs the whole show with me. And his lovely wife Jennifer, and I'm grateful to the Lord. A lot of past people have walked away from the Lord, and that's why I took down all of our broadcasts. If you notice, nothing's up because they turned over to men loving men, women loving women. Put it that way, they are homosexual now.
It's interesting. I got to tell you, and this kind of would fit. What side of the turn are you on?
Oh,
you know,
that's good.
Let's talk about this. I'm not gonna, like, I'm all about naming names. For those who know me, I will name your name. And when I say name your name, I will give credit where credit is due, whether it's good or bad. Right?
Come on, I'll let you go for it. Go for it, bro.
Okay, so we have, but I'm not gonna talk about all the people, you know, that we've had as guests or that we've co-hosted or hosted with or any of that stuff. But when they decided on the path they were going to take, they went their own way.
Yes.
And one of the main things that I noticed in this regard was not that they didn't know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Was not that they didn't know the scriptures. Because with all due respect, any idiot can memorize words.
That's right.
With that being said, they decided to walk a path of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And any time you go to these people, and I've done this numerous times with who I thought were brethren, maybe they are. I don't know where they're at now because, well, haven't talked to them in years.
Well, the one person that I was talking about without saying their name definitely is not brethren because he's married to a man. Okay?
Right. But,
so that's why I took down all the programs.
The ending between me and him,
mm-hmm.
and you weren't in the picture for that period of time.
Come on.
Okay?
Come on.
It was several months after our falling out. With you, right?
Oh,
with each other.
Okay.
And I noticed, and I tried to come lovingly to him and say, hey, listen, what you're saying is not wrong, but how you're saying it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just don't have the love. I'm not feeling that you actually truly care about their salvation as much as you care about being right.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
And that was it. And as soon as you come to somebody, and if they truly have tasted of the goodness of the Lord, and they know the righteousness of God, and they have that relationship with Christ Jesus, they will say to you, you know what? I think you might be right. Let me take this to God in prayer. Which is what happened with us. Okay? But with the others, they're like, oh, yeah? Well, you smoke or you're divorced something. Pick something. Because suddenly it's like, I need to deflect this conversation off of me and put it onto somebody else. I'm not the one to blame. You are. So why should I listen to you?
That's the very definition of narcissist.
That is the definition of narcissist. Or actually my favorite with that particular person.
Definitely was a narcissist.
My favorite was...
I'm getting feedback, bro. I'm getting feedback over here. And I just turned the speaker off. So it was not coming from my end.
Well, if you're getting feedback, hold on a second here. I am probably coming in a little hot.
That's better. It's better now. I don't know what you did.
Oh, okay.
But
I didn't do anything.
I don't know. He was definitely a narcissist because to this day, that person, no name unless you feel we should, he is married to a homosexual, and he is still, I would say the name of the ministry he is, but he's still pretending he is a watchman. I'll put it like that. And he still has his PayPal account out. And I couldn't have anything to do with that. That's why I removed all his programs, because I didn't want it to reflect on the Lord through this ministry, Watchman on the Wall. The Lord told the Watchman on the Wall back in 2010 when I was praying. He told me, you will call it the Watchman on the Wall. You will not ask for money. Now, if people want to bless, that's one thing. But we do not put our PayPal account out there because God's gospel is not for sale. And that's where this person started fighting with me. He wanted us to take money in, demanding it, putting it out there all the time. And then it turned out that he was a homosexual. So, not good. Yeah. And he's a narcissist. Like you said, he would try to turn it back to you. He would do wicked things and try to turn it on you.
Let's move on from that.
Okay. So which side was he on? Put it that way. Back to the program.
Exactly.
Which side?
You know.
Which side?
And we will let the fruit decide itself.
Come on. Amen.
Right? Go ahead, honey.
Okay, so when we chose the title of this program, it's because when you're looking at the believers or apparent believers, you'll look on social media and you'll see people saying, I'm a Christian now, especially famous people and stuff like that.
But, yep.
You know, are they really? Because the scripture says there are many that came out from among us, but were not of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have to watch for the fruit. I mean, Jesus said there's going to be many false prophets. There's going to be people that are going to say they're the Messiah when they're not. There are people that are using the scripture because they're scared. They're seeing all the craziness happen in the world. You have to understand that the devil right now, has a very short time left, and he is trying to prepare for his Messiah.
Yes.
So a lot of people who are wandering around saying they're Christian, you just have to watch for the fruit. So I've said before, there are famous people that are saying they're Christian now. But when you watch their videos or you watch their fruit or they're talking prophecy, lots of people go on Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, on, and they prophesy. If it doesn't line up with what God says,
come on,
You have to, any prophecy, my uncle taught me this when I was a baby believer, any prophecy has to line up with at least three scriptures minimum for it to be of God. So a lot of people have trends and you may like some of their values, but morals, people can have morals, doesn't make them of God. There are a lot of conservatives or there's liberals that have morals. People have morals, a sense of right and wrong. or some propriety, but that doesn't make them of God. The fruit, when we say you'll know them by their fruit, when Jesus said that, he's talking about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, self-control. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, unfortunately, are twisting scripture. So when we say, are you choosing Yeshua or Jesus or the devil, it's, are you sitting on the fence? Are you all in?
Yes,
are you giving your
right.
whole life to Jesus and saying, that's it? I got nothing else but you, Jesus. I forsake the world. As Paul said, count it all as dung, anything I absolutely know. Or are you kind of sitting on the fence saying, well, Lord, I like some of your teachings and I like to trail mix some of your stuff. I like the idea that you love me, that you'll die for me. I like my get out of hell free card. But some of the stuff that the devil's got going on, I like the success and I like the earthly things that he's offering. So, you know, that would be the definition of lukewarm.
Yes.
So you're all in with the devil or you're all in with Jesus. You can't be both.
One or the other.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And I read that tonight at the table before we started Sabbath. I was reading to the family. Wait 1 second. Here we go. I'm going to read chapter 4 of James. Chapter 4 of James. 3. Chapter 4, though. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of the lust that war in your members? In other words, they're fighting back and forth. Should we choose the Lord or should we choose the enemy? Should we walk in the things of God or the things of the world? This is so perfect. Mm-hmm. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulterers, know ye not that the friendship of this world, listen people, this is what this is about, the friendship of this world is enmity with Yahweh, with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. You're a friend of the world? You put your things of the world before you put the Lord, before you talk to him, before you read his word, before you witness to somebody. I mean, the Lord wants us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Let me go back to this. Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to him? But he giveth more grace. With what he said, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Okay, here's an order. Submit, and I have it underlined, yourselves, therefore, to God. Underlined, resist the devil, and he will flee. A lot of churches, a lot of ministries say, resist the devil, and he'll flee. They forget the first part. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. The devil ain't going to listen to you if you're not submitted and worshiping and walking in the Lord, okay? Okay, draw nigh to God, and draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is what the broadcast is about. The amazing, amazing scripture that the Lord gave me tonight. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Therefore, if one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy, who art thou to judge thy brother? Now, we're supposed to righteously judge when we see they're doing sin. This is completely, that's not what this is about, okay? Go to now. It's like people out there trying to preach, and I knew I was a whore and a slut. I knew I was a drug addict back then. You didn't have to tell me that, okay? But go now, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city. This is perfect. and continue there a year and be busy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not, you don't know. Listen to this, people. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. But what is your life? It is a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanished away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, that is sin. So if you know the right thing to do, if you know what the Lord has told you to do, if you know what his word says and you don't do it, that's sin. And you better get off the fence. You better choose one or the other, get hot or cold. Either go all the way to the world's side or go all the way to Yahweh God's side, because there's no middle. Amen?
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah, I actually, I've been reading a book. I haven't read in a while. Sorry for all the screaming. I guess blog talk people aren't used to what Rumble people are. I have my Con Air with me, and she's very upset that Dad is not right here. But I was reading, I've been reading a book lately. It's a fiction book. It's actually based off of the Book of Philemon. So it is about Onesimus, the slave who Paul talks about in Philemon. And Philemon, who was the slave master of Onesimus. And it's called Escape from Ephesus. That's the name of the book by Lance Webb. It's a really old fiction book. But when I was looking in it and I'm reading it, it gives you how the early church was, you know, when Paul was around, how the early church was being treated, how they did things, how they had to live amongst a wicked world, like honestly, how they had to live. I know a lot of believers seem very scared, and my brethren, I see all over online saying how scared they are of what governments are doing and worldly entities are doing and all this stuff that they're doing. And I try and tell them Psalm 91 says the old ways. I always recommend you guys just memorize Psalm 91, because no pestilence will come near us. No, nothing diverse will come near. Oh man, I should just read Proverbs. I'm gonna read Psalm 91 because this. But
yeah,
the point is that there was it's nothing new under the sun, as Brother Shane likes to say. What are you doing, honey?
Can you still hear me?
You're still on.
Okay, what?
Okay. I'm still on?
Still on, yes. Don't worry about it.
There's only one speaker and one viewer. That's why I asked.
Okay, so in this book, like I said, the scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. And in this book I'm reading, they have the same tyranny. And they have the same democracy and filth and everything that they had to live in amongst them trying to be believers, and they were hated for Jesus, you know, because they loved Jesus. They were hated, they were persecuted, they were murdered, and but it didn't matter to them. They just kept going, and they were separate from the world, and people thought they were strange. And okay, I'm gonna read Psalm 91 because you guys all, I see all over online, people are scared. People are scared of what's going on in this world nowadays, and and they're wondering where God is, and you know, the Lord always says, well, if you submit to me and you do what I say and everything, I wouldn't worry too much about what the devil does. But
exactly,
you have to do
that's what we just read. Yep, that's what we just read.
But Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See? Psalm 91 says the always. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and for the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. That means not just what the worldly whatevers can do, but also not to be afraid by the arrow, like the arrow of the enemy, which would be the devil.
Yeah.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. So I know you're saying, well, what about the early church? They had lots of evil befall them. Yeah, but that wasn't really evil per se. They didn't give in to evil. They just had evil men do stupid things because Jason
did a broadcast last year. Satan is the god of this world.
Yeah,
and things are going to happen to the good and to the bad. That things will happen, but if it's not your time, like Sis said, nothing will befall you. No evil shall come upon you if it's not your time.
Just remember Paul and Silas, you know, after being whipped and shackled in a prison, they were singing.
Mm-hmm.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and otter, the young otter.
Sorry.
The young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I always tell my brothers and sisters, just stick to that. You know, when Jason and I were traveling across Canada, we're all Canadians. Like, okay, maybe you guys, we are Canadians. So if you want to pray for any country, pray for this one. Anyway.
That's okay. We're so Canadian, everybody's Canadian.
Yeah, we're so Canadian, everybody's Canadian. But when we were traveling across the country, across our country, preaching the gospel and stuff, the craziest things happened because we always, every time we went to leave somewhere, from to a different town, we would say, Lord, Psalm 91 saves thee always. And what happened? Like a couple of towns we left, there were like...
There was one city we left probably, I think it was like a day or two after we left. There were tornadoes surrounding it.
Hmm.
Another one, I think there were floods shortly after. Another one, there was... probably like a year and a half later, that about that, just after we had left, thousands of birds fell from the sky.
Oh, boy.
In that area where we were preaching.
Yeah, so 98, they always, nothing ever bad happened. No bad weather, really bad. No, I mean, yeah, we had to suffer our trials and tribulations. We ran out of gas a few times. We was wondering what we were going to eat sometimes. But
don't look at tonight. We're trying to go on the air and look at all the stuff that happened.
Yeah. And so the devil doesn't like us seeking the truth. And there's been a lot of censorship. Truth is not allowed to be spoken. But we're going to do it anyway. Even in the scripture, it all said that, well, you know, we're not supposed to, you know, they weren't supposed to preach the gospel. Stop speaking in that name, they were told. And they did it anyway.
Who shall we obey? God or man? That's what they said.
That's right.
Go ahead, honey.
So I was just reading in Proverbs chapter 1, if y'all want to turn there. Starting at verse 22, right through to the end of the chapter. We read, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set it not all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer.
Mm-hmm.
They shall seek me early, they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. The problem is that what we read here is that during the good times, nobody calls upon the Lord.
Yeah.
It's only in those times of trouble, the times of calamity, as this passage that I just read says.
Yes.
Verse 23. I will pour out my spirit unto you and make known my words unto you, because I have called, verse 24, and you refused. I stretched out my hand and no man regarded, and you have said it not all my counsel, verse 25, and would none of my reproof. Right?
Uh-huh.
I give you all these, and life is going peachy for you right now. Things are looking good, and you have no need for me.
Come on.
This is how people treat God.
Is that Job? Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and everything God gave Job and blessings and everything, and Satan said, well, he'd curse you if you just took it all away.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, did you ever see that video that's floating around Facebook where, I forget what it's called, but it's what you're talking about, how they only call on the Lord when they need him. They have a bell, they ring the bell. Okay, I need you to do this. There's a lot, oh yeah, I need you to do this. Only when they need him will
right?
they talk to him. Not like, good morning, Lord, thanks for waking me up today, or okay, which way did you want me to go down this road? Or I talk to him all day. He's my everything. That's what God wants. He is your father. Yahweh God. Yahweh means I am. Who shall I say sent me? He said, I am that I am sent me. Yahweh. He is your God. He is your everything. Not just when you're in trouble. He wants a hug. He wants to be told I love you also. He wants you to be there with him 24/7, because he is with you, but you ignore him. Please stop.
There's a song that came to mind.
Okay.
Give me a second here.
Okay.
I got to print it out, and then I'm going to play it on the guitar.
While you got a song printed out, I was just thinking, you know, I'm looking at what's going on in my country right now, and I am looking at the people, all the people, not just one person type or person or another, but I'm looking at all the people, and now some of the people, some, not all, but now crying out to God. Now they're going, you know, where are you, Lord?
Lord.
God, please stop this evil from happening. We don't want to be slaves to these tyrants, Lord. We don't want these dictators, Lord. We want to be free, Lord. But just like when I'm reading in that book, Escape from Ephesus, Onesimus was a slave, and he wanted to be set free, worldly set free. And he was so angry at Christians because they kept saying there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, right? And he was like, if a slave is free, I should be set free. And when he finally met Paul, Paul told him, no, it's Christ that sets us free. It's a spiritual freedom. If you were set free in Christ, it doesn't matter if you're chained in shackles like Paul was.
Break it down, girl.
it matters that you know who you are in Christ. And if you know who you are in Christ, it doesn't matter what the world does to you. It doesn't, you know, when it comes to all these things that the world is telling you they're going to force upon you, whatever that be, digital money and social credit scores, trying to eat bugs or something.
Come on.
You don't have to say, you don't have to fight. I guess as you don't have to go and start a revolution. You just have to say, Lord, you are my provision.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I will not get this mark. I will not get whatever mark they try and force upon me. If I can't buy and sell, I can't buy and sell. It's okay. You're my provision.
That's right.
I don't know. Yep. It's very encouraging, book, even though it's a fiction book.
This is so good. Because you're right. I mean, I have so many things wrong with my heart, my love, things. But still, I am free in my I have no longer that drawn against this. On July 27, 1985, at 7:30 in the morning, I was on my way home from partying with Rastafarians, Colombians, and Jamaicans all night long, getting stoned out of my face, cocaine and heroin mixed together up the nose, marijuana, quaaludes, stolies, vodka, I mean a whole quart. I was out of it. Trying to drive home in New York, in Long Island, drive into my house. I fell asleep at the wheel. You better listen to me, drug addict. Don't turn this off, okay? Don't turn this off. I fell asleep at the wheel. I nearly hit the guardrail on 495. I nearly hit the guardrail. And all of a sudden I heard, Patty, wake up! Somebody was in that car with me. That was God. He woke me up, because if I had hit that guardrail, I would have died and went into eternal hell. He's crying out to you right now. Listen to what Jennifer said. He's crying out to you. Please, please come back to the Lord. Or repent and get right with him now. Get off the fence.
That's right.
He'll deliver you. I didn't have any I can't even think of the word, but when you get off of drugs, you go to all these different... Nothing.
Detox.
I was delivered instantly. Huh?
Detox.
What? Yeah, no detox, nothing. I was delivered instantly. If you really... I got on my knees and cried out to God. If you really mean it, like the scripture we've been reading, if you really mean it, he will set you free right now. And who the sun sets free is free indeed. I'm not a recovering addict. I am set free.
That's right. I am recovered. So this song,
hallelujah.
This song is called Oh Lord, and it's by a artist named NF. He's a rapper, Christian rapper. And
very depressing.
Well, he can be. But he expresses his feelings, his emotions, and how things go. And, you know, basically listening, it's like, well, it's almost the exact opposite of a lot of this modern worship music. This isn't a worship song, but it's when you listen to this song, oh, Lord, you're good. Look at all the good you've done in my life. Look at good.
Yeah.
Everything's good. The modern worship music doesn't talk about the struggles that we all go through. As Wilkerson said, the private war of the saints.
Yes.
NF, he's raw and he's real and he expresses, you know, how he feels. I love this song. Because the point that he makes in it. So I'm not even going to go, you know, break it down or anything. I'm just going to play the song here. Playing it my own way.
Come on.
Wow. When I die, put my ashes in the trash bag. I don't care where they go. Don't waste your money on my gravestone. I'm more concerned about my soul. Everybody's gonna die. Don't everybody live though. Sometimes I look up to the sky and wonder, do you see us down here, oh Lord? Oh Lord, do you see us down here, oh Lord? Oh Lord, do you see us down here, oh Lord? Oh Lord, do you see us down here, oh Lord? Oh Lord, listen, everybody wants change. Nobody wanna change though. Don't nobody wanna pray. Till they got something to pray for. Now everybody's gonna die. Don't everybody live though. Sometimes I look up to the sky. Wonder, do you see us down here, oh Lord? Oh Lord, do you see us down here, oh Lord? Oh Lord, see us down here, oh Lord. Oh Lord, do you see us down here, oh Lord? Oh Lord. It's easy to blame God, but harder to fix things. We look in the sky like, why aren't you listening? Watching the news in our living rooms on the big screen and talking about if God's really real and where is he? You see, the same God that you say might not even exist becomes real to us, but only when we're dying in bed. When you're healthy, it's like we don't really care from then. Leave me alone, God, I'll call you when I need you again. Which is funny, because everyone will sleep in the pews and blame God for our problems like he's sleeping on you. We turn our backs on him, what are you expecting to do? It's hard to answer prayers when nobody's praying to you. So I look around at this world that we walk on, a smack in the face. Don't ever tell me there's no God. There isn't? What are we here for? What are y'all doing down there? I don't know, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Can you see us down here? Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord. Can you see us down here? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Do you see us down here? Oh, Lord. Oh Lord, do you see us down here? Oh Lord, can you see us down here? Oh Lord, oh Lord, can you see us?
Oh my goodness, those words.
Right?
Those words. Oh, Brother Jason, my goodness. Those words are so powerful. Read that one, the one riff that's on there. About, you know, not even calling. Read, you know the riff.
I know. It's easy to blame God, but harder to fix things. We look in the sky like, why aren't you listening? Watching the news in our rooms on the big screens and talking about if God's really real, then where is he? You see, the same God that you're saying might not even exist becomes real to us, but only when we're dying in bed. When you're healthy, it's like we don't really care for him then. Leave me alone, God. I'll call you when I need you again, which is funny. Everyone will sleep in the pews and blame God for our problems like he's sleeping on you. We turn our backs on him. What do you expect him to do? It's hard to answer prayers when nobody's praying to you. I look around at this world that we walk on. It's a smack in the face. Don't ever tell me there's no God. And if there isn't, then what are we here for? What are y'all doing down there? I don't know, Lord.
Oh, my Lord. That's just so powerful, Brother Jason. You need to send me this. Send me this in Messenger. I have to have this. I need to send this to a couple of people. My goodness. Powerful. Powerful.
And see, what do you do? So, you know, a lot of people have been, for a little while, they were trending with the scripture that said God will hear from heaven and heal our land. But they always forget the part you got to turn from your wicked ways. And and in this world, you're a lot of you are sitting on the fence. And I was on the fence too. Don't get me wrong. I was caught up in the whole idea of somewhere in there, some of these evil people, Lord, you need like fire from heaven. Like anytime you want to send lightning bolts down on the entire town of Davos, just let me know, Lord. And I was that way too. But it comes down to it is, how do you expect God to work when you're not even asking, like talking to him? Like you're not even, you're asking him, of course, ask for your provision. Of course, ask for healing on your brethren and et cetera like that. But if you're not saying, Lord, I am so messed up right now. I need that fire within me. I need the fire to preach your word despite what happens to me.
Yes.
I need discernment, Lord, on what's good and just in your eyes and what is wrong. Otherwise, I'm choosing the devil. I really am. If I'm so focused on, and I have been, I can admit it, I've been so focused on the craziness that the devil is doing in this world, that I'm forgetting that God really, really.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He really
so
wants
good
on this land. You know, when people's life says in God we trust, or when it says,
when we say
in God we trust, we say God over government, which by the way, I love that song. When we say God over government, when we say we need a revolution, when we say we're going to hold the line right now, there's a huge protest in our country against another attack. For apparently climate change. But if we're not standing up saying, you know what, Lord, send me a vote.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you want me to send me, go. You know, put your words on my lips, Lord. I'll go.
That's right.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Jennifer. That's just powerful. That was right from the throne room. It is right from the throne room.
I told you that.
He wants to hear everything. He wants to hear everything, not just your get me out of trouble, God.
Right?
No, he's not your waiter.
Okay, then.
Thanks, honey. This is the problem. Like I said, this is, you know, we'll turn to God. What David Wilkerson was telling everybody, there's one of his sermons, okay? After 9/11, the attendance at the church spiked. And I want to say 2 to 3 times for the attendance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because it was a tragedy and everybody needed God to make them feel better about said tragedy that had happened.
Come on.
And then, after about a year, the attendance actually dropped to less than what it was before 9/11.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is the problem. Yeah. David Wilkerson preached repentance. David Wilkerson spat fire
The
time. Okay? But many, many, many preachers don't preach the entirety of the gospel of Christ.
Come on.
Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, for I will give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's scriptural.
Well, what about take upon yourself my yoke? You know, what about the rest of that scripture, right?
But if that's all you're preaching, then you're not preaching. And don't forget to come to them in the good times, too.
So when you got born again, honey, when you were born again, what preaching did you hear that just had the Holy Spirit just, like, climb in and just...
I'm pretty sure you already know the answer to that, but I think you're kind of like leading me into this. So when I got born again, the message I heard, okay, I believed in God in the back of my mind. I was mad at God, okay, because I tried to strike a deal with God back in 1997, okay, and 3 days before my 21st birthday, or 3 days after my 21st birthday, my mother passed away.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Just before my birthday, I prayed and asked God. I said, God, spare her. I said, let her see one more birthday. One more of my birthdays. That's all I'm asking of you. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, Lord, one more Christmas. And I look back now and God showed me that what would it have been? One more Christmas and then what? One more New Year's and then what? One more Valentine's Day. One more Easter. One more. It would always be one more, and I would never be satisfied. Okay? I was angry. I was trying to strike a deal with God. And God don't work that way.
No.
Okay? Now, with that being said, many years later, 2006?
Yeah, 2006.
9 years later, I'm sitting in church for the first time in a very long time. Actually, since my mom, the funeral, it was at my grandmother's church.
Only because my uncle was passed.
And this guy was preaching. Earl, 60-something-year-old Jamaican guy.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those moments where I was the only one there. If I was the only one that God was speaking to, God was speaking to the right person. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the whole message was about not caring. It doesn't matter what people think of you. It doesn't. None of that matters. It is irrelevant if people like you. If people accept you, none of that matters.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if people hate you or they don't accept you. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is if God accepts you.
Yes.
And to break it down, there is nothing that we can do to make God essentially do anything. But
come on,
to accept us, there's nothing we can do. It's not like, and this is something that Ravenhill preached a couple of times. It's not like we're sitting there and all of a sudden we do something fantastic and God's looking down going, oh, I forgot about him.
Huh.
This amazing thing. We're going to lift him up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Or you missed the cue. You drop the ball. You fumble. Whatever you want to call it. And God goes, oh, there goes my plan.
Unbelievable. Yep, that's right.
God doesn't need us. I was talking to this guy when we were doing our ministry, okay, our street ministry that we had a number of years ago. I'm talking to this guy, Ben. I'm not going to discuss how messed up this guy was. But he thought he was God's gift to everyone.
Mm.
The deliverance minister in Nanaimo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
okay.
I'm just kind of chit-chatting with him, but we're talking to this other guy. I think it was a security guard. Mm. He was a believer. The security guard. I can't remember his name. I think I only met him the once. But we're having a conversation and everything's all peachy and stuff. And I look at this guy and I say, hey, you know what the thing that impresses me about God the most is? And he's like, what's that? I said that he doesn't need us.
Yes.
And this Ben character pipes up and says, oh, God needs me. And I looked at him and I said, no, do you really think that if you weren't here, that everything would go to pot?
Come on.
You really think that God,
you're everything,
the
yeah.
creator of the heavens, the earth, everything, created all this and more, things that we see and things that we couldn't even imagine. God
Come
created
on,
all of this stuff, okay? And his whole plan since the dawn of creation hangs on Ben.
No. And see, that's the thing is with God, he wants to heal. He wants to heal the land. He wants to do good to us. He wants to give us blessings. I'm not talking about financial blessings or whatever. I'm talking he wants to bless us. He wants to give us abundance of life on the earth right now. But more importantly, he wants to be reconciled with us, like before Adam and Eve decided to stupidly eat that fruit. But the devil just comes in and just fills our head with a bunch of nonsense. And the thing is, and this is, you know, what I'm saying, choose this side, on this side of eternity, who you're going to choose. Choose now, because the devil is coming in. His tactics never change. When I was born again, actually the same day my husband was born again, we were born again on the same day, it was different. It wasn't the preaching that got me. Although he was a cool guy and everything like that, I was a Wiccan. So the devil, tricked me, and instead of, you know, appreciating God's creation, appreciating the creator and loving the creator and worshiping the creator for all the beauty and creation, what it is he put Wicca is one of those feminine religions. It worships the earth, but it's also one of those kind of feminist religions where you get all the power, right? And you have the power to control love and business and success, and the devil just puts all this in you.
Mm-hmm.
And things, so when you guys are, you know, out there in the world and stuff, there are things and words that the devil will use that is supposed to be for God. You know, Meditation, the devil has taken away, and so you guys are afraid of the word meditation. But meditation means meditating on the word day and night. That means focusing on the word of God day and night, meditation. Or he'll use the word evolution. He made a whole religion out of evolution. But there is a form of evolution. We evolve with our thinking. It's just a word. We evolve with an animal, will adapt to its surroundings, it changes, sort of thing. We adapt or change to a move or our situation. But he twisted it, the devil came in, he twisted it, and he made it one thing changing into another thing.
Right.
But when I got born again, I actually hated Christians. I absolutely hated them. There was no good Christian in my eyes. I thought they were all a bunch of hypocrites. I was not happy that Christians, when I was a teenager, tried to cast demons out of me when I certainly didn't want them cast out. I wanted nothing to do with these people. Nothing. But if you listen, if you sit there and you listen with your heart and with your spirit, you know, on this side of eternity, if you're listening and you're listening for the Holy Spirit, because God whispers, he whispers in a still small voice. He's not going to make a big, huge, gigantic announcement to everything. He whispers, and he'll do it in a different way. Like with Jason, he did it with a preaching. With me, it was a song. It was a song of love, a song of freedom, a song of realizing I was a slave in bondage. I was in bondage to the worldly thing. I was in bondage to bitterness and anger and self-loathing and all these bondages I was in. And one lady in church, Sandy Flint was her name, she stood up and actually sang a hip-hop song, which was weird, but it wasn't hip-hop the way she did it. But it was called, the song was called Shackles. And the words that got me were, take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. And after when I, that really touched me. And when I got to talk to her, I said, what the heck does that mean? And she, to be free in Christ. And she gave me the prodigal son. The story, the biblical account of the prodigal son. And I have never felt so much love and freedom and burden come off of me like I did that day, March 15th, 2006. Like 11:30 in the morning. My whole life changed. And don't get me wrong, I still love nature. I'm still like to take care of it. I still like natural medicines and stuff like that. But now I'm so enamored with the Creator.
Yes.
Rather
the
than
natural medicine. Hello.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah. Yeah.
If you listen, now is the time that God, he's not yelling now. Right now, he's not yelling. The devil is having a good old time, and we have on this side of eternity to say, okay, do I close my eyes, open up my heart, and listen to that still, small voice that is telling me what I need? Not what I want, what I think I need, what I desire, but what I truly need. If you are listening to that, your whole life will change.
That's right.
And then you don't have to worry about the other side of eternity because the devil's already been, his butt has been completely whooped.
Whooped.
Huh?
Jesus whooped that at the cross. Whooped. Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. This has been powerful. We still have 30 minutes left. Unless you feel like the Lord has done it all.
You done?
Yep.
I think I've gotten all the gospel out of me I can get out of me at the moment.
That was great. This was great.
But my brothers and sisters, the encouragement that Paul always gave, but I'll just give it rather than the benediction, as they call it when Paul talks, is Psalm 91, thank you always. Faith over fear. You don't have to worry about it. We need to just say, yeah, hallelujah.
I know.
Yes, we need to say yes and amen.
Yes
to
and
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
And amen.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
And we need to become a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yes. Are you going to play that, brother?
What?
Are you going to play that? That's a song. Yeah.
What song is that?
It's by Casting Crowns? Or
no,
you wrote one. No, you wrote one.
No, it's Living Sacrifice by Christ Our Life.
Yeah.
Christ Our Life.
Which, by the way,
and as a matter of fact, it is actually currently uploaded, and you'll be able to play it anytime too.
Actually, I was going to say, though, Christ Our Life, if you guys are ever, like, if you're Canadian or you're American and you travel to Canada and you're in a city called Abbotsford, look up Christ Our Life. They have a wonderful little
amazing
church.
Amazing
on.
Service. The
oh,
one time
awesome.
We went.
The one
awesome.
Time we were traveling through town, we went there. And it was amazing. Powerful.
So, I'm going to mute us, sis.
Okay.
I'm going to play Living Sacrifice as our close. And yes, I am aware that I have to click that nifty little red button that says end episode right there.
This is our first program on Log Talk in about 15, 20 years. So we'll learn.
Well, 20 might be a bit of a stretch. It may seem that way knowing me, but anyway.
You got us on, so that's good.
That's right.
Well,
so,
we love you guys. So before he plays the song, just cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Repent. Come to the Lord. He said, repent before you perish. That's what Jesus said when he came out of that desert. Please, we ask for you to do that tonight. He loves you. Gave his life for you. He wants you to live your life for him. See you next week.
And we bid everybody a Shabbat Shalom.
Amen.
And we will see y'all next week when we come back on for whatever it is we're going to be doing.
That's right. If the Lord wills.
Y'all willing. God bless everyone and good night.
Your altar. sacrifice.